It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. It's Saturday the 7th of November, the 280th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 85 days remaining until the end of the year, just so you know. And there's something else I want you to know, actually someone else, my friend Issa Niafaga. Issa is from Cameroon, but had to flee after he was imprisoned and tortured for his political cartoons. He was first here in Paris, where I met him, but since he's moved to Santa Fe in New Mexico State, which is in the southwest U.S. Issa still makes art, which is wonderful, but these days he really focuses on social activism. He raised money for wheelchairs with special heavy tires so that disabled people in villages in Cameroon with only dirt roads could have some independence. He's also brought bicycles to the villages so that kids can get to school and farmers can get their products to market. But his enormous accomplishment so far, because I don't think that wonderful Issa will ever stop doing good work, is founding a community radio station. It went on the air at the end of July with these words. Hello, I'm Issa Niafaga from Nidtam. We're broadcasting from 96.0 FM. Can anyone hear me? Well, the hearing is happening, loud and clear. Radio Taboo, a community development radio station in the center region of Cameroon, broadcasts from the village of Nidtam. Their listeners are predominantly Tikar, indigenous people who are victims of deforestation. Radio Taboo hopes to fight against rural exodus, isolation, and illiteracy. The radio broadcasts programs on health, the environment, women's issues in 10 languages. And it's completely powered by solar energy, which is totally cool and necessary as the village is off the grid. As Issa wrote, Radio Taboo will provide a voice for a community in an area that has limited access to the outside world. They need more solar panels so that they can broadcast more hours every day, and they need help with the transmitter tower so they can broadcast farther and reach more people. If you can help, write me at thesoundkitchen@rfi.fr, and I'll put you in touch. The Tikar community wanted to thank Issa for the radio station, so they bestowed a title on him, that of Gnimbe Mbe, which means first spiritual notable of the Tikar king, which is a great honor in the Tikar culture. Issa was a little embarrassed, but as he wrote me, who can pretend to escape his heritage, even though I've lived abroad for 2 decades? So Issa became the Gnimbe Mbe. For this transformation, Issa had to stay inside for 3 days, surrounded by bodyguards. He could not talk, laugh, or eat. His body was rubbed with palm oil. On the 3rd day, his body was painted, and the chief, with the entire tribe, came to his house to celebrate his enthronement. Issa wrote, I got all the traditional rituals and all the honorable greetings for the following 2 days, and the gods, the masks, came out and performed. The Tikar people are renowned for their mask making, by the way. Issa, even without 3 days of purification, you have always been a notable for your great heart and endless energy. Listeners, take a look at the Sound Kitchen Facebook page to see photos and videos of Radio Taboo, of Bedzan pygmies listening to the radio for the very first time, of Issa's ritual enthronement, and to see this man when he smiles. Issa, I cannot imagine you not laughing for 3 days. That was surely the hardest part to you wonderful man, you.
My name is Issa Niafaga. You're listening to the Sound Kitchen. Sound Kitchen. Sound Kitchen.
And that was Issa laughing. I'll play a piece of music Issa particularly likes at the end of the show, so don't touch that dial. But now, it's time for the quiz. On the 12th of August, I asked you a world politics question. That week, a unanimous decision was taken by the United Nations Security Council. The 15 member states agreed to impose new sanctions on North Korea over its repeated defiance of a ban on testing missiles and nuclear bombs. My question to you was, what exactly are the sanctions? How will the UN penalize North Korea for its recent intercontinental ballistic missiles tests? The answer is importing coal, seafood, iron and iron ore, lead and lead ore from North Korea is banned. Countries cannot receive new North Korean workers. No new joint ventures with North Korean entities or individuals. No new investment in existing joint ventures. 9 individuals and 4 entities were added to the UN blacklist, including North Korea's primary foreign exchange bank, subjecting them to a global asset freeze and travel ban. Member states are to report to the UN Security Council by December on how they have implemented the resolution. And the winners are 4 RFI Listeners Club members. There's Radhakrishna Pillai N. from Kerala State in India, Mizanur Rahman from Sirajganj, Bangladesh, Arna Tim from Harjuma, Estonia, and Rashid Damani from Mestilla, Algeria. Last but not least, Mrs. Nazo Khanam, a member of the RFI fan club in Naugaon, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. The 2017 Nobel Peace Prize was announced yesterday from Oslo, Norway. This year, it went to an organization. Which one? And what is the mission of this organization? Again, what is the name of the organization which won the 2017 Nobel Peace Prize? And what does this organization seek to do? What is their goal? You have until October 30th to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 4th of November to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Remember, you can also send your quiz answers to the Sound Kitchen cell phone. Dial your country's international access code or plus 336-3112-9682. That's plus 336-3112-9682. Be sure you include your mailing address in the text, and if you have one, include your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Don't forget to check out the RFI English and Sound Kitchen Facebook pages to see some heartwarming photos of generous giving by the Karatoa RFI Radio Listeners Club in Sirajganj, Bangladesh. Sharafal Islam Sharif is their president. The club helped out 75 families in their community who'd been hard hit by the recent flooding. Those kind, official RFI club members waded through high water to get to families who were in need and brought for them all manner of food supplies, rice, sugar, semai, oil. Isn't that great? Makes me really proud that such good people are involved with RFI. Thank you, Sharafal Islam Sharif and the Karatoa RFI Radio Listeners Club, for your kindness and generosity. And thanks for being an RFI club. It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague Nicolas Doro for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. As promised, I'll play you out with music for Isa Niafaga. This is The Immortals by Franklin Bukaka. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
Africa mabimbae, tokangi maboko, tozali kotalae. Bana basili na kokende, bana basili na kote kamae, na banguna. Tolati mokuya ata malobate Kongo na bana Afrika baleli O medi ben baka Medi nzela na yo ya bato nyonso Medi nzela na yo ya Lumumba Medi nzela na yo ya Che Guevara Medinzela na yo ya Malcolm X Medinzela na yo ya Umniope Medinzela na yo ya Felix Mumie Medinzela na yo ya Nguyen Van Choy Medinzela na yo ya Tsoki Medinzela na yo ya Camilo Cienfuegos Medinzela na yo ya Oji ya Enda Medinzela na yo ya Camilo Torres Medinzela na yo ya Abdelkader Medinzela na yo ya Koulibaly Medinzela na yo ya André Machua Medinzela na yo ya Simon Kimbangu Medinzela na yo ya Albert Lutuli Medinzela na yo ya Boganda Oh, ya tiers monde Oh, ya libération Ya pas peuple
Un vieux Que je considère toujours jeune M'a dit un jour Mon petit Tout homme doit mourir un jour Mais toutes les morts n'ont pas la même signification.
Oh, Medi Ben Barka, Medi Nzela na yo ya Bato Nyonso, Medi Nzela na yo ya Lumumba, Medinzela na yo ya Che Guevara Medinzela na yo ya Malcolm X Medinzela na yo ya Umniope Medinzela na yo ya Felix Mumie Medinzela na yo ya Nguyen Van Choy Medinzela na yo ya Tsoki Medinzela na yo ya Camilo Cienfuegos Medinzela na yo ya Oji ya Enda Medinzela na yo ya Camilo Torres Medinzela na yo ya Abdelkader Medinzela na yo ya Koulibaly Medinzela na yo ya André Machua Medinzela na yo ya Simon Kimbangu Medinzela na yo ya Albert Lutuli Medinzela na yo ya Boganda Oh ya tiers monde Oh ya libération ya pas peuple Medi Ben Pas